The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Konish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Ça va très bien, merci, Abs.
You know, I wait and I always listen to you and I think to myself, you know what? He's going to give me some good news. He's going to give me some good news. And then we talk about Liverpool and it's bad news. But apparently Mo Salah has been handed over to the police.
Well, he's been referred to the police. You know, this is in an open society, this sort of thing happens. You simply can't cover it up. Mo Salah was talking, texting and driving, and there were fans all around him, and he sort of seemed to ignore them and do this. So somebody took a video of him and they posted it, talking while behind the wheel and texting while behind the wheel on his phone. Now, Liverpool have the football club, and he's their star, obviously, have referred this to Merseyside police and said, we will handle this internally. There'll be no further statements. The police have said, thanks, we will take this up. Thanks for letting us know. Well, I mean, what else can you do? This thing now has gone viral. They can't pretend that it hasn't happened. You can't cover it up. So they've done the logical thing. In many societies, it simply would. They would cover it up and kind of try and face it off. But not in Britain, I'm afraid.
Yeah. And let's talk about football so some more. You know, in Africa, you get your countries like your South Africans and your whatever that want to meddle into their footballing affairs where politics and football are not separate. But FIFA is saying to Ghana and Nigeria, stop it.
Well, absolutely. You know, during the apartheid era, that was one of the positions taken by FIFA, saying you cannot, as a government, interfere in sport. And they've done it again and again. You interfere in the running of the sport, you face ban from that sport. Now, what has happened in Nigeria, they've actually removed the headquarters of the Football Association and given it to a body that is in conflict with the ruling body recognized by FIFA. And in Ghana, they've liquidated the Football Association because of corruption. Now, in both cases, FIFA is saying, go back and let the football bodies run football. Otherwise, you will face a ban from the game internationally or a world ban from the game. So let's see how that plays out. Because, you know, governments, of course, they like to hang tough. If you confront them, they say, well, you know, you simply can't do this. We'll decide as the government what is best for this or that, et cetera, et cetera. But sometimes then, of course, governments just behave like bullies and they back down. Let's wait and see. Of course, football, hugely important in both of those countries. And the Black Stars and the Nigerians are the football powers of Africa.
I'm telling you, I'd put my head on the block here and say in South Africa, we're also starting to see a little bit of that happening with our football. But nonetheless, let's talk about the DRC. 1 minute we're celebrating, we're saying it's over. And then, once again, another outbreak.
But, you know, in a way, this is a bit of a good news story. That yes, there have been 57 cases in the east. Now, the other one is in the northwest of the country. This is in the east. My part of the country, Goma, that I know so well, Beni and Mandaka, which is 1.2 million people live there. The World Health Organization has moved in very, very quickly. There have been 30 deaths from this outbreak. The vaccinators are moving in, and there's a team of vaccinators from Guinea. Of course, they'd be very experienced in this matter, and they would know how to properly insulate themselves against it. But they found a vaccine that's been 100% effective on monkeys.
Oh, my.
And they're starting to use that. And now they say they've got 3,000 doses on the ground, and they could have 300,000 there very, very quickly. This vaccine, of course, has to be kept at sub-zero temperature. So it's not easy, but it's possible. And they're working as hard as they can. And let's hope they make the same progress. What the DRC experts are saying is we've dealt with this. Of course, Ebola was first identified in the DRC. So they say we've had experience. We will be able to work this. Let's hold thumbs and hope to God they do.
And you know what? It's being done in Africa. All right, we're getting it done. Monsieur, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Certainly looking forward to chatting with you again tomorrow. À demain,
mon brave.
Thank you so much, Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. By the way, if you are joining us for the first time and you're wondering why is Ebs butchering some French, tell you what, Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish, he joins us every morning and we're learning the greeting and at least saying goodbye in French, hoping that you are also learning in the process.